Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadam, she is sponsored by Nishma Asayim Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. Holding in Bo Metzio, Daf Kuf Yudalet. The more on top of the base, in the story of Eliyahu Novi, who was in the base kavaros of Ovdei Kochavim, Rabbi Ravua asks Eliyahu Novi, aren't you a Koyin? How are you in a base kavaros? Eliyahu Novi tells him, it's a base kavaros of Goyim that doesn't cause tumah. Tosfos over here sends us to two midrashim to discuss what is the yichus of Eliyahu Novi. One medrash is Bereishis Rabbo Pasha Ein Aleph Oistes that says over there Pamachas Nechleku Rabbi Seinu Badover Eilu Oimim Shel God Veilu Oimim Shel Binyamin. They discuss what is the yichus of Eliyahu Novi. Does it come from Shevet God or from Shevet Binyamin? Ba'ave Omer Lifnim came and stood in front of him. Omer Lehem Rabbi Seinu Ma'atem Nechlokim Alai Ani Mibnei Boneh Shel Rochel Ani. I'm from the children of Rochel. The second midrash is Ton Devil Yo Rabbo Perikut Ches. There it says that once there were Seinu Shechachomim with their sitting in Beis HaMedrash, and they were arguing. One says that Eliyahu Novi comes Mizar Shel Rochel, and the other one says comes Mizar Shel Leo. So Eliyahu Novi comes to them and says, what are you arguing? I'm telling you, I'm coming from Mizar Shel Rochel. So they asked him for a sim, and he brought a pasuk. So then they told him, Viloi Koyin Ato? Aren't you a Koyin? And they bring a raya, then Milochim, it says, that when Eliyahu Novi told the Isha Almana to do the Ugois, she gave him a piece. Why she gave him a piece? Because he was a Koyin. So answers Eliyahu Novi, no. But it's the story that was there was a baby that was born, he was Mashiach ben Yosef. And I was giving a remez that I'm going to come to the world before he comes. Before Mashiach ben Yosef comes Eliyahu Novi. That's why I asked for food first. So these midrashim sound that Eliyahu Novi was not a Koyin. And Tosfos points out that this is not like our Gemara that says Eliyahu Novi was a Kohen. And Rashi also points out the Ikel Mandomer, the Eliyahu Pinchos. So there is Mandomer that holds Eliyahu Novi's Pinchos. So therefore he's a Kohen. Mashra, that's a Machlekes. So Pashab Shat is this Machlekes between the different Mandom, the Omerim, who is Eliyahu Novi. But it's Kayadua in the name of the Arizal that Eliyahu Novi has several Neshamas. And it's all based in Shai Gagulim HaGadomelam at base. There's a Richus Doyle over there. And the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov, the Sefer of the Meluah HaRoyim, which is an encyclopedia in Inyonim and Kabbalah, he goes and summarizes it. And he says, Eliyahu Novi is Kolul Me'arba Neshamas. There's four Neshamas that are in Eliyahu Novi. The first one was what brought down that Pinchas came from Yosef and from Yisroel. The second neshama is a gilgul of Nodav ve'Avihu after they died. The third is the neshama of God, the Shevet God. And the fourth one is the neshama of Binyamin. And that's, he says, that's the pshat in the Medrash, the Machlokes, if it comes from God or is Mibnei Bonav Shel Rochel. Says the Arizal Shnehem Emes, because it has to do with gilgul and neshamas. Continues, the Arizal says, says Eliyahu Novi that comes down to the world to Mizgali the Tzadikim is the neshama of Binyamin. And the neshama that he has from God, Kivansha also Shuv Lo Yoda, when Risara Shamayim never came back down. So in other words, there's different ways Eliyahu Novi is Mizgali based on which neshama comes to the world. And we spoke about in the past that the Yisoid of the Chido, that Eliyahu Novi sometimes comes as a Malach. And that's why when you hear Divrei Torah Mipiv, it's considered to be Loi B'Shamayimi. We don't rely on Eliyahu Novi when it comes in that Levush. And then when he comes down as a regular Novi, a human being, so then we do rely on him, because then he's a regular person. Depends on the way the Gilui Eliyahu Novi is. So in Mele, this is also going to be the explanation, that sometimes Eliyahu Novi comes as a Koyin and sometimes not. And to this we'll connect here the Ben Yehoyada, because the Ben Yehoyada says, what is Pshat in the story here in the Gemara? That Rabbi Ravua sees Eliyahu Novi Beis HaKfaros, he asks him two questions. And then when he answers him, he says, what are you doing in Beis HaKfaros? Why didn't he ask what you're doing in Beis HaKfaros before? So says the Ben Yoyado, Eliyahu Novi comes to the world in Nitzoytzei Neshamas, pieces of Neshama. And that's how he can go to many bris milas. He doesn't go to one bris, he goes to many brises. How does he go to all these brises? Because every piece of Neshama goes somewhere else. So when he came down in that way, it wasn't a question why he is in Beis HaKfaros. Because it's not the full Eliyahu Novi. But when Eliyahu Novi speaks in learning, that's the full Eliyahu Novi. If it's the full Eliyahu Novi, ask Rabbi Ravua, what are you doing in Beis HaKfaros? You're a Kohen. So that's why only after Eliyahu HaNavi answers questions and learning comes the question, what are you doing in basic verse? So this all connects to that same Mahaloch, that Eliyahu HaNavi has different levushim, different ways he appears in the world. And therefore, Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, all the different shittas, who is Eliyahu HaNavi, and where does Eliyahu HaNavi come from? Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.